Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. After a rather tense opening driven by fears of an Iranian retaliation to US bombing on Monday, Indian stock markets pulled off a surprise rebound. Stocks clawed back some losses after a sharp sell-off on opening as market jitters over a potential Strait of Hormuz shutdown seemed overdone, reports Rakesh Patil. Investors judged the Iranian retaliation to the US bombing might not be as severe, given Iran's hesitation to provoke others not yet involved. Brent oil prices spiked to five-month highs, briefly touching $81.40 before erasing the gains and eventually rising by just 1%, our bureau reports. Meanwhile, the rupee closed 16 pays lower at 86.75 against the dollar, weighed down by the conflict and risk-off sentiment. Beyond the immediate market swings, Ishan Gera takes a deeper look at how India has been quietly fortifying its energy security for a decade. Diversification of energy sourcing and a growing renewable portfolio are helping India build resilience against conflicts and supply disruptions. Renewable energy now accounts for 36% of India's total installed power generation capacity, almost double that of a decade ago, while dependence on imported coal has declined, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. Yet, as Ishan Gera writes, despite a decline in reliance on the region over the past decade, a wider conflict could still impact 20% or $224 billion of India's bilateral trade. Higher oil prices won't just hit the government's import bill. The impact would ripple across sectors such as refiners, aviation, paints, tires, automobiles, chemicals, and fertilizers, report Khushi Keswani and Ashish Rukhayyar. You can also check out this analysis by Madhuchanda Day of Money Control Pro to find out how the US involvement in the Iran bombing could impact your investments and how to navigate the uncertainty. However, if Iran indeed closes the Strait of Hormuz, a vital route for Asia's oil supply, it could have far-reaching global consequences, particularly for Asia, which consumes more than 80% of the oil transported through the narrow passage, writes Zoya Springwala. Meanwhile, the conflict has already increased freight costs for companies, reports Anisha Kumar. The conflict could severely disrupt India's aviation industry by impacting supplies of crucial parts from Western countries, writes Yarukullah Khan. On the strategic implications of the US bombing, C. Uday Bhaskar, director of the Society for Policy Studies, argues that when nuclear-armed states such as the US act as aggressors, it undermines the foundation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The recent US-Israel attack on Iran's nuclear facilities may not have crippled their program, but instead, it could push Iran to rebuild covertly, potentially triggering nuclear proliferation by countries such as Japan, Germany, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia, as they conclude that they are better off with their own deterrent. Another kind of arms race is playing out in the AI world for compute power. The AI ecosystem in India will get a major boost, with the government offering full subsidy on compute costs for foundational AI model development, with companies such as Sarvam set to benefit from access to thousands of GPUs, report Resh Pshaw and Aihik Suor. This subsidy applies exclusively to foundational model development, while the existing 40% subsidy will support other GPU-intensive activities such as inference, where AI is used to make predictions, and applications, where AI powers software for specific tasks. With ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Ola navigating complex tax structures, the government is considering an amendment to the CGST Act to bring consistency to their tax treatment. The proposed change aims to clarify the GST implications for two distinct business models, commission-based and software-as-a-service, SaaS, used by these companies, reports Priyansh Verma. The amendment could level the playing field and provide tax certainty for these platforms, impacting consumer pricing and fairness among market players. Tourism in Kashmir is slowly regaining its footing after the Pahalgam attack, report Mariam Faruqi and Yarukullah Khan. Tourist footfalls have started to rise, with a 30% increase in June compared to May. The tourism infrastructure is also getting a boost from the opening of the Zojila Tunnel and the launch of Vande Bharat trains,
making travel faster and more convenient. And finally, as Lalita Jewelry prepares to go public, it's not just the business plans that are catching attention. Governance experts are raising eyebrows over the company's hefty payments to its promoter, M. Kiran Kumar Jain, for acting as brand ambassador, reports Pavan Burugula and Swaraj Singh Danjal. Jain received 50.2 crore rupees in FY 2024 for promotional duties. That makes up about a whopping 60% of the company's total marketing spend for that year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.